The hour 10:50, we haven't arrived. We'll call the House Tax Committee to order when we have a quorum. We have one bill up today, and so we will get started with testimony. You know, we don't quite have a quorum yet. As soon as we do, we will rudely interrupt who is ever talking and officially call the meeting to order. So with that, Chair Knobloch, when we have a quorum, we'll move House File 3384. I do not see any amendments. Mr. Chairman, to your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, House File 3384 expands the sales tax exemption that exists in state law for festival and fair prizes to also exempt items purchased to produce as prizes in connection with charitable gambling. It also exempts from sales tax the lease or purchase of charitable gambling equipment and related supplies like pull tabs and bingo cards. As a lot of you know, Minnesota has unusual taxation laws related to charitable gambling. The money that is left over after all expenses and taxes are paid goes 100% to charitable activities, yet we tax charitable gambling at a higher rate than any other organization of which I am aware. This bill would lessen that taxation by exempting the items mentioned from the sales tax. It is estimated that this would save these organizations a few million dollars a year, $5 million or so, I think, in the biennium is what the revenue estimate says. And this money would then be available for charities in our communities. And I would appreciate your support. And I have with me next to testify John Grell from St. Cloud in support of the bill.
Okay, before we go to Mr. Grell and Mr. Lund, is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to testify on behalf of the bill with concerns on the bill? Would the department like to make comments?
Not right now.
Okay, we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes. Yep.
You're on deck, just in case. Okay, please state your name and who represents the record, please, sir.
John Grell, Triple Crown Gaming in St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Welcome to the committee, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just want to be in support of 3384. We sell products to the charities throughout the state of Minnesota, and we just feel that this bill would help all the charities to give a lot more money back to their bottom line and put it back into their local communities. So we'd appreciate your support on this bill.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lund, and then we'll go to questions to both testifiers and the author. Mr. Lund.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Alan Lund. I'm the Executive Director of Allied Charities of Minnesota. We represent the licensed gaming charities in Minnesota. I'm here today to speak in support of House File 3384, and I'd like to give you just one real-life example of what happens with the tax situation today. I'm a member of the Osseo Lions, and our February return, we had $324,000 in sales. We paid out $289,000 in prizes, which we got $35,000 to the bank. Of that, we then paid $12,800 to the state in the gambling tax, and we paid $462 in sales tax. At the end of the day, we got $3,600 to the bottom line for our missions. And the exclusion of paying sales tax would be, while it's a small percentage, it would be very important. That would have been another $460 that we would have been able to use for our missions in our community. So we would ask for your support of House File 3384.
Okay, thank you very much. Questions for members of the author or Mr. Grell or Mr. Lund? Chair Gaskowski and then Hertaus. Chair Gaskowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Knobloch, for the bill. Just a question. Would this include Ducks Unlimited and Minnesota Deer Hunters and groups like that conduct banquets?
Well, Mr. Chair, Mr. Lund could probably speak more to it, but really any of these groups that receive funds from charitable gambling because they've got a sponsorship, you know, there are many, many groups. I guess I don't know if those specifically are, but they would benefit. Mr. Lund, I don't know, maybe you can say if any of those are beneficiaries.
Lund, to the Daskowski question.
Yes, Mr. Chair, it's my understanding that this would benefit them as well.
Okay. You still have the floor, Chair Gaskowski. We do have a quorum, so I'll officially call the meeting of the House Tax Committee to order. Now we will, Chair Knobloch will move House File 3384. Chair Gaskowski.
No, just thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, gentlemen.
Representative Hertaus.
Thank you, I'll pass.
Representative McDonald.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Chair Knobloch, in this particular bill, would it also include for Lions Club, which I'm a member of as well, if a prize was donated to the club for a raffle? Is that a, is there a sales tax exemption for that piece? Would this allow that or not?
Mr. Lund?
I'd ask Mr. Lund to answer that.
Mr. Chair, we don't pay sales tax on items that are donated.
Okay. Vice Chair McDonald?
Ms.
Dalton, let's have Ms. Dalton turn up.
Mr. Chair, can I give her, Ms. Dalton, a compliment? Because I neglected her last week when I was raving over Mr.
Compliment.
Michael. She is wonderful and expert as well, and she's my go-to gal before Mr. Michael, just to let you know that, Ms. Dalton.
Where's Mr. Michael? I hope he didn't hear that.
He's good with that. Okay, Ms. Dalton.
Thank you, Representative McDonald. Regarding the issue of providing gifts to a nonprofit to use as a prize, the sales tax is actually paid by the person who is making the donation, not by the organization getting it. And no, this wouldn't address that issue.
Vice Chair McDonald.
Thank you, Ms. Dalton. Would it also include then in this bill any items that are purchased for food items at an event? The Lions Club has a Johnny Cash tribute on April 28th, if anybody's interested in Delano. And some of the items we purchase for the fundraiser is food to serve. Would that qualify under a tax exemption under this bill?
Ms. Dalton?
Yeah.
Is it prepared food or on a Tuesday?
Mr. Chair, Representative McDonald, only if they're giving the food as a prize would it qualify. But I'm guessing what you're talking about is food for a fundraising event that they're selling. And if it's prepared food, it would be subject to the tax.
In a ring of fire. Vice Chair McDonald.
Yeah. Can you hear that in a musical note?
Sure.
No, Mr. Chair, then lastly, because Representative Drozdowski mentioned a meat raffle. You know, a lot of these sports boosters group have meat raffles at their local VFWs and bars. I don't know, do they currently pay tax on that meat that's donated to them or not?
They do. Ms. Dalton.
Mr. Chair, Representative McDonald, raw meat is not prepared food, so it's not subject to tax by anybody.
So in other words, they're all walking the line.
Perfect. Yes, they are. Thank you. Representative Hertz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative McDonald, after 8 years, it's Drozdowski, not Drozdowski.
Thank you, Representative Hertz. And it's Michael, not Michaels. Just remember that, please. Representative Loeffler.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and I know these organizations do a lot of good work, but I'm kind of consistent in thinking that there ought to be some charity, and this once again, I think I'd rather see the prize amounts be reduced than to go through all these machinations, and I'm thinking of the competition between the different groups. I mean, I have all kinds of different groups, some of which do charitable gambling and some don't. They all have silent auctions, but if you purchase things to put it as a prize in charitable gambling, you won't pay sales tax, but if you purchase something to put into a silent auction, you will pay sales tax if you're one of those organizations that doesn't do charitable gambling. And, you know, I can think of at least two great, really good people in my community who have gotten into trouble through charitable gambling. It's just, you know, good people can get tempted when there's too much around, money around. And I'm just thinking, you know, if you've got a sales tax slip that says basically anything you buy is tax exempt, whether it's a coach purse, and I've seen those being offered as prizes by these organizations or what else, I mean, I just think that we could end up with unintentionally creating some issues as opposed to really solving the problem. And I just don't want us to see good-hearted volunteers tempted to do things that they shouldn't with a sales tax exemption. I'd rather have a little bit more of my gambling money go to the good cause that it's supporting and address it on that end. And I'd just like to hear the reactions of those who are much more familiar with this than I am.
Chair Knobloch?
Well, I guess I would say, Mr. Chair, first of all, this is a very heavily regulated business, and I don't think that there are a great number of problems with the sort of embezzlement that you're talking about at the current time. And, you know, there is a lot of money already going through these organizations, so I don't really see why there would be more with this bill. I mean, as far as reducing prizes to increase the amount that is going to charities, you know, the organizations are at this point making the judgments that they've made in terms of how much they need to pay out in prizes. And if they felt that they would be able to increase the amount of money going to charities without it costing them the business in terms of how many people would buy their products, I suspect that they would probably reduce the number of prizes. But they've made the decision that they need to give out prizes at a certain level in order to get people to play the games, and they're thus paying out what they're paying out. You know, the reason I bring this bill is we do, as I mentioned, tax this particular area very, very heavily. I mean, if you look at the combined receipts tax, if you tried to translate this into a corporation, and you know, we had a, you know, a corporate income tax cut bill here the other day to drop it from 9.8 to 8.8%. I mean, our tax here is vastly higher than 9.8%. I mean, you know, the combined receipts tax itself is at 36%. But that's where it's really in a way higher than that if you start figuring out all the deductions and such that are involved here and not in, and deductions that you can't do here that you can do, say, at a corporate level. And so this is just a modest effort to try to address some of the inequities that exist in the existing tax system. I'm not going after the combined receipts tax, which is the major tax that they pay, because that's all wrapped up in the Viking Stadium, and then there's issues with that. But rather than trying to deal with that tax, I'm trying to get them some modest assistance with reducing taxes in this area.
Representative Lockhart.
That's all. Thank you.
Chair Marquardt.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Knobloch, for bringing this forward. And I, you know, in our communities, these charitable organizations are a fabric. I mean, they're giving an awful lot of money, so every dollar we can reduce in taxes, you know, the more they're going to go into these various organizations in our community. And I guess I'd ask Mr. Lund, because when I'm out and about, I hear about the tax a lot, not so much the sales tax, but the other taxes involved. And as you talk to folks out there, I mean, what are you hearing? What's kind of the number one concern? If we could kind of, you know, have what you wanted here, what would that be?
Mr. Lund?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Marquardt. Our number one concern statewide amongst the 1,150 organizations we have is the tax structure. And the in fiscal 2017, we went where we now as a group pay more in gambling tax than we have for our communities and our missions. And I would hope you could appreciate that as of a concern to us. There are 300 of us now, organizations that are paying more in taxes and fees. And the money that we would, in any, whether this bill or in the future, if there was a reduction on the combined receipts taxes, that money, we would like to believe, would be going to our communities and our missions. It wouldn't be to increase our expenses. It is interesting that last week, in Representative Offer, in your comments, I was in committee, and one of the legislators commented that they believe that we fleece our patrons because we don't pay out enough. So it is, it's an interesting conundrum what we do, and but the money that we get and that we get to work in our organizations and in our communities is a fabric of our communities. We've been doing this now for 73 years, and our concern is that we want to keep this up for another 73 years.
What happens after that?
Will not be my problem, Mr. Chair.
Nor mine.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. And it's come up a few times, but I don't quite understand it, is how the Viking Stadium. And I remember how that was set up, electronic poll tabs initially, but how is that impacting the taxes? I've heard this not just today, but other times. I don't quite understand it. If someone, I don't know if that's Ms. Dalton or Mr. Lund or
Mr. Chair, Representative Marquardt. So how the 2012 stadium bill was structured, the first $36.9 million every year goes into the general fund. Then every dollar over that, no matter what form it's coming from, whether it's not only related to electronics, it's all revenue, all gambling revenue, then goes into the stadium fund. So last year we paid into the $36.9 million into the general fund. We put in $31 million into the stadium fund as well. And so also there's a $20 million corporate unitary tax that gets put in there. That was put in, I believe, in 2013. You passed that legislation because our revenues were not ramping up at that point. So the stadium fund, from what I understand and what I can see, is very healthy. And there's more money going into that fund than the bond payments. And the beauty of this bill does not impact the stadium funding at all. It is not related at all to the stadium funding.
So, Mr. Chair, so maybe I didn't read that Viking Stadium bill close enough. I did vote yes on it. But, I mean, I thought it was the electronic poll tabs went in there. But now, as part of that, all other taxes also went into that?
Mr.
Long.
Mr. Chair, Representative Marquardt, that is correct. Every dollar over $36.9 million that we send in goes into the stadium fund.
Chair Marquardt.
Okay. All right, but Mr. Chair, the first $36.9 just goes to the general fund, and say everything above that goes into the Viking Stadium
fund. Mr. Long.
Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, Representative Marquardt, that is correct.
Okay.
Chair Marquardt.
Thank you. Right. Very good.
Okay. Representative Schultz moves the minutes of Wednesday, March 28th, 2018. Any additions or corrections? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Schultz. Two questions to the author or the testifiers. Okay, with that, Chair Knobloch renews his motion that House File 3384 be laid over for possible inclusion. Well, I'm sorry. Please wrap it up.
I just wanted to make one last point to make sure that people understood something that Mr. Lund said. You know, there is 1,150 organizations like this around the state. 300 of the organizations are paying more in taxes than they are giving to their charities. Now, if you wanted to think about how does that equate to a for-profit business, that would be saying that your tax rate, your state tax rate, is over 50%, because what you've got left over, your profit, so to speak, if this was a private corporation, would be, you know, before tax, taxes and profit, or taxes and money going to charities. Well, here we've got more money going to taxes, we've got charities, so the effective tax rate is over 50%, and that is obviously higher by far than any sort of other kind of tax of this kind, income tax, corporate tax, whatever that we have in the state. So I just wanted to make that point, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate you hearing the bill and members' consideration.
And Mr. Lund, you represent Allied Charities, and you do put a boatload of money in the general fund, and I thank you for that. So you can never say you've never been thanked for all your money. So with that, Chair Knobloch moves House File 3384 be laid over for possible inclusion in the omnibus tax bill. With that, members, unless there's anything else for the good of the order, have a great, great Easter break, and we'll see you the week after next. Good government all the time. We are adjourned.